You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 123, Awaken the Giant. Before we start our show today, I would like to wish everyone a safe holiday season wherever you are around the world. And I want to thank you for sharing, liking, and following our show in 2016. Many of you have purchased my book, Doors of Light, and I'd like to thank you for that as well. And I also want to ask you to please write a short review on Amazon for me if you haven't already. I thank you in advance for your time and doing that. And I thank all of you who have taken the time to do that in 2016. I really appreciate it. Your reviews help me to know how much the book is affecting your lives. It's been a very positive response, so I'm very happy for that. I want to thank you all for the emails and messages that I've received this year. It's been a pleasure meeting many of you at my workshops and online through our email communications and through Facebook. So thank you for reaching out to me. And now I'd like to thank Audioboom once again for hosting this incredible podcast and for helping us spread this positive message around the world. They've been a blessing to all of us here. Audioboom has truly blessed everyone who's had an opportunity to listen to this show. So we've been able to touch many lives through this broadcast, and it has been many more than I ever imagined. So I thank you again, Audioboom, for all of your help in doing that. For everyone who has supported the show this year, I want to thank you especially for your support, and I send you many blessings of peace and abundance. Now let's get on with the last show of the year. In today's episode, I want to remind you of your greatness. It's time for you to stop playing it small and to become the spiritual giant that you truly are. Your playing small is not benefiting anyone, not you and not the world. It's time for the sleeping giants to rise and to take their rightful place once again in the universe. We've been asleep long enough. I want to share something with you, and it's something that Spirit has shown me about the human experience. When you tie this information in to everything else that we've discussed on the show, then you'll have another very important piece of the puzzle. And then it's up to you to put them all together. You should be able to see a bigger picture at this point. You are, by nature, one of the most loving beings that exist in the entire free will universe. This is what all human beings truly are. We are physical manifestations of pure love. Your greatest power is your ability to love. Now, we've talked about this on many occasions, and now I'm going to break it down in another way for you, because in order for you to awaken your giant, you need to understand who you are and what you need to do in order to bring forth your greatness. Spirit says that opposite forces must exist in our universe because these forces hold our material world together. These are intangible forces that hold particles together. And the key is to bring these forces into balance and harmony with one another. You must learn to master both light and darkness. This is one of the reasons why we put ourselves through this earth test. It's a test to master darkness, not to run from it. In order to master your creative forces, you must learn to control both your inner light and your inner darkness, because both of them are needed. There is a need for balance between them in order to create without being destructive. So you see this in children. Children have destructive tendencies because they have not learned to balance their energies, their emotions. Adults are supposed to be in more control of these energies because they've had time to learn, but that's not always the case, as we discussed in our last episode. When your inner forces are out of balance, they destroy, as opposed to giving life. Just look at what we call disease or dis-ease. The body is out of balance and it begins to destroy itself. We can see this mirrored in our environment as well. Now, when I was in Hawaii earlier this year, I was on the Big Island, and spirit showed me how important balance is in maintaining opposite forces. So Hawaii is composed of lava from the volcano and the ocean in which it sits. And so here you go, opposite forces, fire and water. Now, the Big Island is home to a living volcano, and this volcano is active as we speak. The island is surrounded by water, of course, and the ocean is a very powerful force. I witnessed waves that were 30 to 40 feet high that cleared two-story buildings easily. And this was on a sunny, beautiful day, but it was the full moon. So I don't even want to be around during a storm because those were incredible waves. Spirit showed me the need for balance on that island in order for life to exist. If the volcano becomes imbalanced, it will destroy life. And if the sea becomes imbalanced, then it has the power to do the same. Now, when they work together, the lava and the water, they create abundant life. And this is what I witnessed in Hawaii. It's a beautiful place, but it can also be very treacherous. Its beauty is imbalanced, and it is deadly when these forces are out of balance. This is a mirror of all things in life. The point is, life is only created through balancing opposite forces, yin and yang energies. If you understand how perfect the environment has to be in order for life to form in the womb, then you would be amazed that any of us even exist today. Life is that fragile. But the universe is a master at balancing these forces in order to bring life into being. In everything, you can find a parallel. So now we need to look at one set of opposing forces that exist within the body. And this is really crucial to our message today. The ego and the heart. The ego represents the brain. It represents learned knowledge that has been taught to you since birth. This includes social conditioning and norms. The ego is necessary for you to exist in this material world because it gives it form and flavor. It makes the illusion real because it activates all five of your senses. These senses are rooted in the brain. The ego gives you the perception that you are separate from the environment and everything in it. It's based on illusion. We call it darkness, being in a state of darkness. But it's still necessary in order for the physical world to play out as our spiritual classroom. Now, on the opposite end is your heart. The heart holds innate knowledge and information. You don't have to learn this. It awakens within you. This is a deeper knowledge and wisdom that already exists within you. It's part of the collective or energetic mind. It's called many things. The heart activates what we call the sixth sense. But if this is understood properly, then it would be a number greater than just one additional sense because there are many senses that are all clumped together into this quote-unquote sixth sense through ignorance. But the heart allows you to tap into things that are outside of the tangible world. The ego is about tangible things and the heart is about intangible things. The heart would be compared to light because that is where your inner light dwells. They create opposite forces, the ego and the heart, but they need to be in harmony with one another. The heart is where you feel connected to others and to your environment. It's through the energy of the heart that great forces are created that enable you to perform inexplicable acts. Things like spontaneous healings and forms of communication that are considered to be telepathic. These forms are void of words and work regardless of distance and time. This is because the heart is the seat of your soul, and it is timeless, and it is home to the giant. The ancients understood this, and they devoted their entire lives to resurrecting the powers of the heart, at least the great civilizations of light of the golden ages. This is what needs to happen today. There is no balance between light and darkness in our world. Darkness is ruling and completely out of balance. You must bring forth your light and begin to find harmony and balance between these two. Being out of balance brings destruction, not only to the body and the mind, but to civilizations and worlds. In order to awaken the giant, you must awaken the powers of the heart. It is through these powers that you will tap into your greatness and become the incredible being that you already are. You must learn to balance the heart and the ego. Balance your inner light and your inner darkness. Bring into harmony your yin and yang energies. You must create a balance between your material world and your spiritual one. This is how you will awaken the giant from within. And by doing this, you will create the life of your dreams. I want to thank you again for taking the time to listen and for sharing this episode. May your new year be filled with much love, success, good health, and abundance in all its forms. Until our next show in January of 2017, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.